Are too many fluffernutters giving you a dad bod?
No. What have you heard? Do your Votorama sessions always descend into whataboutism?
If those questions do not make sense, don't worry. You can look up those words in the Merriam-Webster Online Dictionary. They added 455 new words and definitions this month.
Peter Sokolowski is Merriam-Webster's editor at large.
The sort of fun part of the job is noticing new vocabulary and then watching it grow. We don't want to add a term that might fall away from usage. We need a lot of evidence.
Some words, though, made an immediate impact, like those we've come to know during the pandemic.
In this case, we have new senses of existing terms, like breakthrough, as in breakthrough infection.
Getting a breakthrough infection.
You'll get a breakthrough infection.
A breakthrough infection.
And super spreader.
That turned into a super spreader event.
A super spreader event.
Which we had defined referring to an individual who spread disease among a population, but now it refers, of course, to events or locations that are responsible for the spread of the disease.
Some of the words have been around for decades, like fluffernutter, come on.
That refers to a peanut butter and marshmallow fluff sandwich.
First you spread your bread with peanut butter and marshmallow fluff, and have a fluffernutter.
This is a term that is somewhat regional, and maybe that's why it's new to many people. It's not new to me because I grew up in New England.
And that's where the dad bod comes in. Now, more food enters the Merriam-Webster lexicon, this time borrowed from Spanish, and I can't believe it's taken this long to include the creamy drink horchata and the crispy pork snack chicharrón.
English has a voracious appetite for words from other languages, and the language has this elastic capacity to grow.
Just a few more as evidence of that growth. Deplatform, oobleck, faux hawk, bit rot. If you don't know what they mean, now you can look them up.